Hello. Testing.
Okay. Could you say your name and what you do for the mic?
Yeah. Andy Townsend, General Manager of Life Skills Safety Education Centre in Bristol.
So you've been selected as one of the Olympic torchbearers. You must be thrilled. You must be so proud.
Absolutely. I've known, actually, for a couple of weeks, but I've had to keep it to myself for that time. And so this morning has been absolutely amazing, being able to tell people. It's a complete privilege for me to actually be part of the Olympics and everything that's happening next year. And everyone, hopefully, can enjoy what I'm actually going to be taking part of, whether that's my friends, family, neighbours, or everyone that's actually involved in Life Skills.
And how did you sit on that information? I mean, it'd be so difficult.
It's been so difficult. I wasn't even allowed to tell Mum and Dad, who actually nominated me, and that was a quick phone call this morning to say everything that was happening. They heard on the news this morning that everything was going to be announced at 10:30 this morning, and I had to phone back to say, actually, I already know. I am going to be part of it, and let's start the celebrations now. It's going to be such a privilege next year.
So your parents nominated you. Yeah. I mean, how did you know what was happening then?
As part of the nomination process, they had to consult me. They had to ask if I was actually be willing to be nominated to start off with, which is actually quite embarrassing, obviously, to be from the start to be nominated by parents. But I guess they know me best. They've known me all my life and everything that I've been involved with and everything that I've done. Accepted the nomination. Everything went quiet, obviously aware that everything was going to be announced now-ish, beginning of December. And ultimately to get that phone call and email to say you will be part of it. I've been buzzing for 2 weeks, unable to tell anybody, and now I'm just going to tell everybody it's going to be great.
So, and you're not just looking forward to the Olympics, but the Paralympics also. Do you mind telling us why?
Absolutely, particularly the Paralympics, actually, because back in 1992, I took part in Paralympic volleyball for Great Britain. I was born with a congenital deformity of my right leg, had the leg amputated below the knee when I was 3. Big, big decision for Mum and Dad at the time as to whether or not it should be amputated or something else done. But definitely the right decision, and everything that has enabled me to do over the years, both sporting and general day-to-day life things. Never looked back. So I enjoyed some really good competitions, both in volleyball and athletics, in disabled sport and able-bodied sport. Aches and pains and injuries have taken over the years, so not doing any sport in particular at the moment. But I say for the last 10 years, devoted my life to running the Life Skills Centre and being involved in interactive safety education across the nation. And also, more recently, the last 5 years, in a family getting married and having 2 great, great kids.
So you said you haven't done much sport recently. Is there a rigorous training programme to follow now?
I wouldn't say there's rigorous training. I've only got to run 300 metres in May next year. But having found out a few weeks ago, I am watching my diet. I'm trying to lose a few pounds because a few pounds have gone on over the years. The 300 metres should be fine. There will be a few aches and pains, I know, at the time, which is silly to say. I'm going to thoroughly enjoy it. It's going to be a great experience. The whole buzz of the atmosphere and everything will get me through it, no problems at all. It's for me, but also everybody else as well, to celebrate.
And do you know when it is? Do you know what you'll actually be doing on the day?
It will be May. I believe the torch is due to be coming into Bristol on the 22nd of May and out on the 23rd, so hopefully it'll be one of those 2 days that I will be involved. It is 300 metres that I'll be running, and that's basically all I know at this moment in time. All the bigger arrangements, and obviously the majority of people, 6,000-7,000, have only just found out about an hour or so ago. So there's a lot of organisation that's got to take place in the next 6 months or so before it actually comes to Bristol. Wherever it is, I'm going to thoroughly enjoy it.
Okay, Andy, that's wonderful. Thanks very much. And thanks for doing it a second
time. No problem, that's all right.